It began with a complaint from the royal household nearly 6 years ago, but who knew then it could spiral into a national scandal, engulf thousands of possible victims, and bring down a national tabloid in shame. That's what MPs on the Home Affairs Select Committee were trying to establish as they questioned senior police chiefs. Former Met Police Commissioner Lord Blair admitted that in 2005, it was just one of a number of matters on Scotland Yard's radar.
As Commissioner, you have full accountability. What you can't be is responsible for every single item of criminal investigation in the Metropolitan Police. It's just, this was not seen at the time as a particularly significant inquiry.
Lord Blair's number two, Andy Heyman, was the man who oversaw the investigation at its earliest stages. He admitted sharing dinners with News International staff whilst the investigation was ongoing. Mr. Heyman had to be calmed by the committee when he was asked if he'd ever taken payments from journalists.
Good God, absolutely not. I can't believe you suggested that.
Lots of people did.
Well, come on, hang on. I'm not letting you get away with that. Absolutely no way. I can say to you,
Mr. Heyman, order.
No, come on, Chairman, that's not fair.
Order.
After new complaints came to light in 2009, the Met was asked to consider reopening the inquiry, this time with a wider net. But Assistant Commissioner John Yates decided not to. He says in hindsight, that was a mistake.
It's a poor decision. That's clearly the case, and I can't say anything more than that. But the fact of the matter was, we didn't have the information that we should have done.
The officer leading the current investigation says they're working through a list of nearly 4,000 names of possible victims. They've contacted 170 so far. 8 arrests have been made.